played Amy Winehouse. I, out of the blue, decided to play it. Made the decision a couple weeks ago, so we put it in last week. And then Carolyn pointed out to me that she'd just seen Amy Winehouse on a new recent YouTube or concert, and she looked terrible. And Carolyn said,
I'm afraid she's going down.
Well, yeah, she was booed off stage, and then a couple of weeks later, you know, this is what happened. She decided to suicide it. A couple of weeks ago, I think she was in an Eastern European country, and she did a concert there, and she got booed off the stage, and, you know, then she suicided herself.
And she canceled her tour. Somebody told me, they're not fooled by this. They know Amy faked her death. Ion, did Amy leave her physical?
Yes, she did.
How's she doing on the decision-making about where to end up?
No hurry. Now she has proof there really is no time. But her records are doing good now, so...
Yeah, great.
It's like what happened to Michael Jackson. They have to die to get more popular.
Okay, so quick announcement regarding that. I don't know if Ian, you probably already know this, but a lot of the material that we came out with when that issue came about now is in a documentary that's on Netflix. It's come out. A lot of it's come out.
Of course. Of course. We were just on the cutting edge. And by the way, what's so interesting and hilarious about the whole thing, the same lawyers that are the trustees that set up the trust that are also now the grantors are doling out little dabs of money to the kids. So what they finally did is paid off Mama Jackson's house so the kids would have a place to live, dribbled out a little money here and there. But they still have it all. They still control it all. They still say how it goes. And we're talking about maybe $4 to $8 million total out of all of it. And there's been just tons and tons and tons. And, well, that's how much has been dispersed on the benefit of the children.
But there are 100 millions or a billion that is not.
Well, that are being controlled by the grantor and the trustee simultaneously.
Which is against the law, we pointed out 2 years ago. And Ion didn't come on cash flow or payroll until October 2009. And we did the whole Michael Jackson thing in end of June, July 2009 with all these details, 37 points. We had a press conference, and Ion over the next 6 months ticked off each point as they got confirmed. And we were using Ion back then, and we didn't admit it right away until Ion showed up on Cashflow. We had a six-hour private conversation, James and I, with Ion in July, where Ion laid out these points. And one of the main points was the fact that the foundation guarantors
can't be a trustee and a grantor simultaneously.
Right. And that's still the situation. Do they do that in the Netflix movie? Point that out.
They go into the legality of being able to fake your death. They do go into that part, but they don't go specifically into the grantor trustee issue. But I recognized, well, quite a few of the stuff, the things that we went over in the very beginning about the backing out of the gates at the mansion, and they go through each step, and they bring up some other things as well as him appearing at his own funeral and saying that he planned this a long time ago, that he was going to just vanish from public life. Whole thing.
Well, he kind of did that when he was trying to secure Neverland, wasn't it?
He disappeared when he tried to...
At Neverland. I mean, there were years you didn't hear a peep out of him.
And that's when he was parallel worlding and rehearsing and getting his chops down about how to do it. Correct, Ian? What was the first point James said? The Foundation Trust...
The host of the production asked, is it legal to fake your death? And she checked it out, and she went to a law library, and she talks about going to the law library, and then basically states that it is legal to do that.
It's legal to fake your death.
Well, of course it is.
Remember another cash flow where Ion went into all the law offices that are involved with that type of operation?
There is the assurance issue. If you fake your death and get the insurance, that's not legal.
Right, well, she goes into that, the host today. They go into that.
You don't claim it, that's not illegal.
Have your insurance and don't claim it. So if you claim your insurance, then the legality becomes an issue.
Not if you have a death certificate.
He didn't need to. He was cashing in the moment it happened. A record sales went through the roof. That's like the least, tiniest.
You're missing the point. The point was not record sales and little gibberish. Michael Jackson owned the largest catalog of music of anyone in the world. You go to any elevator and you ride our Muzak You hear any music in an elevator or Muzak, Michael Jackson owned that, every bit of it.
That's
just
right.
The Beatles music.
That was a whole nother section. That was the joint combination with Sony that he put up the funds to have that ownership settled.
Does Michael Jackson own every kind of song on Muzak?
Every kind of song on Muzak. He bought the rights to all the songs that Muzak plays.
Mrs. Jackson, the mother of Michael Jackson, just had a press conference with the rest of the Jackson family, and they're doing a big benefit concert in Michael's honor in England, I think.
Yes.
We had someone else who transitioned last year, and we announced it. Well, we didn't announce it was fake because we were told if we did, it would endanger that person's insurance deal. That would be a case where that person claimed the insurance money. That's where it would become illegal, right?
The beneficiary's claim insurance.
That's right. That's right.
So then they found out that the person who supposedly transitioned is still alive. Wouldn't that be illegal?
No.
It's on them.
There's no way to verify and get where someone is dead. Either there is a certificate of live birth and a death certificate of live death. With that certificate, that's how it is gauged, set, and is.
The insurance company has a death certificate. They say, okay, this person died. Here's your money.
We remember talking about this other person. I said, we will not announce it because it will cause a problem for their insurance. So why you're saying it's not, there shouldn't be a problem, Ion?
You were wanting to announce it like the day after.
Right.
So we can announce it now because the person got their money.
I don't know.
Not necessary.
So it is legal to rip off your insurance company.
It's not ripping off your insurance company. No, it is not legal to rip off your insurance company. That's not the occasion here.
It's legal to fake your death. The insurance company is a different matter. The insurance company, if they have a death certificate, then they give the money out.
And then they find out the person's still alive. That's the issue we're talking about. You fake your death.
The insurance company has to have the certificate of death revoked, and that's a big deal.
In these cases, it's obvious it wasn't an insurance fraud situation. The worth of the person went up, and all their record sales went up, so that's where all the money lies.
They didn't need the insurance. Okay.
Right.
That wasn't involved.
Right.
But for those that require insurance, it might be an issue.
But that's all involving contract, not law, not criminal activity.
Okay, so James, why is it legal to fake your death?
I don't know why it's legal, but I know that when I was watching the documentary, the host of the documentary went to the law library and asked the people there, and they never been asked that question before. What are the legalities of faking your death? And after they researched it, she made a specific point, spent about 5 minutes on it, saying it is legal to do that.
It's not that it's legal to fake your death. It's just that it's not been declared illegal. So
right.
When a lot of people start doing it, then the law will declare it illegal.
They'll have a dead man's clause to the Constitution. Oh, wait, they're not going by the Constitution anymore.